Everybody all set?
Yep.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the May 22nd, 2023 meeting. Would you all join me with the pledge allegiance?
The pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Brian Ryan said he's headed back from Boston. He said if he could.
Yeah.
Put him in, whatever. Walk in if you're here on time.
Yeah, we want to get that wrapped up.
Yes.
Definitely. All right, roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. And Boyd is out. He is excused. We wish him the best.
Is he feeling any better? I know he's.
At least he's out and about a little bit.
He's tired, but he's on the mend.
Well, he's gone through a heck of a lot.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what do we have? Approval of the minutes for April 24th.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. New business, Flint Road, Forest and Timbering and Timber Sales Agreement.
Yeah, this is Conservation Commission.
Yeah.
Basically doing some forest management on the property we oversee on Flint Road. So, Dickens, I don't know if Dick has anything to add on Flint Road.
Conservation Commission had a large discussion about that. They recommend that you sign it.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Yeah. So, I want to take my copy.
You have that.
Use my copy, yeah. There you go.
You had something from SMP for me to sign, or did you sign it?
I think I might have signed off.
You did sign it?
I think. I don't. That was a few weeks ago. Or you signed it.
I know. I read your email. It said, you know, either you wanted me or you could do it.
Maybe I did.
You need to witness that. Cemetery hires. What do we got? Is that you, Beth?
I have two. I have Shauna Kilpatrick for the administrative assistant, and we have Patrick Giberson, and he would be the cemetery maintenance.
Yep.
The administrative assistant was $60 flat fee for one meeting per month, or $80 flat fee for two meetings per month. This is recommended by the cemetery trustees.
Okay, and I believe that was in the sign folder too.
It was.
Yeah.
Could I ask one question on that? We just hired somebody for the budget committee, and we have all these different secretaries, administrative assistants at different wages and like that. I don't know if we have a way to make it equal, because she's getting $18 per hour.
Right.
The one for the budget committee. So this sounds like it would be about. How much did you say it is for an hour for one?
How long are you meeting?
It was $80 a meeting, or
no, not 80.
No, 2 hours. If Mr. Snow has any
thing to say about it,
converse about, right?
No,
about 2 hours.
Yeah, and then it takes about that to do
minutes.
Our last meeting was an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and same with this one we just had.
And what was she getting? I mean, what was the amount? I'm
sorry. This was the amount recommended.
Oh.
How was this?
$60 flat.
This is what the cemetery trustees voted.
It was voted on. It was discussed. I believe Dick and Rick Lazotte were the ones who came up with these figures.
We don't know what everybody else gets.
That's what I think the board needs to.
Secretarial, whatever it's called, line. It's only $800 and something. We haven't had one. I've been doing it.
No,
for
I know
free.
You have.
So we didn't really know. I think it was like 15 something when we had our last one, but I couldn't really be for sure on that. So we were trying to make it worth her while, even though she was not wanting anything. And so, I mean.
Would she be agreeable to
We were going by our line, which is $800 and something, and we thought, well, if we had a couple meetings that ended up being two meetings a month, we wanted to make sure that there was still enough money in the budget for those meetings.
Right.
Without having to do, you remember our situation when we did an hourly rate last time? We're trying to avoid that this time. Not that I think that anyone would ever do that again, but we were just trying to make it even for everybody and everybody happy.
What else? What do other people, I mean, again, the budget committee is at 18.
18, 19 is typically the going rate.
I mean, if we wanna up it, if you guys feel like that's a thing, then.
It's, I guess I wanted to go to an hourly versus a meeting.
Right.
Cause some have been shorter than that, if you have an hour meeting.
But there's also transcription time as well. So it's not just, so.
We like to try to shoot for an hour.
And that's, but that includes the transcription, the above and beyond, is that $60?
Yeah, that's including that.
So it's a.
It's not too far off.
It's probably, yeah.
And she's been doing it, she did this last one and this only, the only one she's been. And she did it while we were there doing it, so it shouldn't even really cost her that much to. But we wanna make it worth her while too, you know, it's.
I don't know, I guess I'm trying to get it all even.
Right.
I don't want somebody to see this or to read it in the minutes, and it will be. And say, well, why are we only giving this one that? And I think, does Janet Lewis do it for someone or?
Yeah.
Donna Del Rosso, I think, does it for someone. That's, I mean, this will be.
I don't think she does it, but she's not doing it for like 18, no. She doesn't do it for conservation.
So I wonder if that would be better if you do 18 an hour. Would that be agreeable to her, do you think? You said she didn't want any money, but she certainly needs.
I think that it would be agreeable.
So if you have a 2-hour meeting, and then to, and she, have her.
And then an hour.
That's under transcribe or proof.
I like the idea of the flat rate.
That's actually more than what she's getting.
Right, that is more than what she's getting.
Yeah, but Sue's trying to get it so it's even across the board.
Equal for everybody, cause I'm just, you know how these things go.
And you just hired, you said, for the budget committee was 18?
18,
Well, I mean, if Dick, we discuss it with Dick, then I've gotta do minutes, cause there's three cemetery trustees here. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't expect you to take a vote. I don't know, I would just like to see.
You wanna table then and get back to us on that, or?
I don't want you to take minutes again.
I think you'd have your next meeting before we have our next meeting.
Yes.
Could possibly discuss it in an email, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that okay, though? And then that way, if you have a 2-hour meeting, she's getting $36 to attend and another $36 to transcribe, if you're saying it takes 2 hours to do that, you know?
Well, when I did it like with the recorder and so.
Yes.
Right.
If it's 2 hours, it took me 2 hours to go through that damn recorder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know, I've done minutes before. Is that, I just don't wanna have.
Yeah, no way.
You know, and even our office staff and this and that, it gets to be a.
No, I prefer it to be even, and she was okay with the 60, but.
You think so?
I mean, I wouldn't want her to talk to anybody and be like, well, she's getting less than them. We didn't know what anybody else was getting.
Right.
I don't read everybody's minutes to know what everybody's.
I do like the idea of the flat rate, though.
I do, I felt like having a flat rate was nice because you didn't have to worry about how many hours they worked and how many.
Yeah.
How many hours they're actually putting in for and.
In the end, it's gonna balance out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you do the $18 times 4 hours, that's 72.
Yeah, I mean, this just represents $20 an hour, so it's not too far off.
Right.
I mean, you can always have it as an adjustment.
I can just do it in email and then email you guys with what they.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the other thing I'm also thinking of, I'm thinking ahead to the budget. And COLA or like that, how do you add 8% or 6% or whatever?
You just keep it the flat rate.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, you're not.
I think you just keep it the flat rate.
Yeah, because they're not really an employee. That's just like a contract.
I mean, we're just so happy to have her.
Oh, I don't blame. Yeah, you should be.
I am ecstatic.
I said that,
Do you want to approve the hire and have them come back on the
I would amount? Prefer to do that and see if, or we can maybe ask the budget committee to do theirs this way.
I
think
it would
be something worth discussing with all.
Her letter to recommend her to be a alternate, she is our alternate also. So I did bring that. I don't know if you want me to wait until the end or.
No, we can do that now. We're talking about it. So. Well, if you wanna do the hire, we can do the hire.
Yeah, there's, I'm sure there's, she's wonderful.
We'll just wait and see if she's agreeable to the.
And that's something I think maybe the board needs to work on, is getting this all even so that we don't have problems.
Yeah, with minute takers, I think you need to definitely have that meet something.
And that's our responsibility, not your fault.
People don't wanna do it for $15.
Right.
Exactly, right, and then, yeah, right, for $15, come for an hour.
Right.
I mean, it's not worth the gas.
Does somebody wanna make a motion then to at least hire her, so, and then we can.
I'll make a motion to hire Shawna Kirkpatrick, as administrative assistant. And we'll,
Second that.
The hourly rate to be discussed at a later date.
Yeah, before the next meeting.
You second it?
Yeah.
All right, any other discussion on it?
Nope.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
Okay.
Do you need her for an alternate? Do we even do that?
She is approved by us to be an alternate.
And I'll recommend that she be an alternate to the cemetery trustees.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
Yeah, and please tell her this is no reflection on her, we're just trying to.
Yeah, because.
It's a job we've, it's something we have to do.
Get something uniform.
No, it'd actually be a raise for us, that would be better.
Right, sure, it's a raise.
Yeah, you haven't done anything, you got a raise, nice.
Really.
All right.
We got the cemetery maintenance also.
Yeah, we have this kid, person, Patrick Gilberson.
Yeah, who's he, yeah.
I have no idea, I have not met him, Martin hired him.
Yeah.
And, he's doing Hill Cemetery.
Is he local, do you know, if he lives?
He lives in Raymond, just down the road from Martin.
Their neighbors.
Oh, good, so he knows, yeah. Yeah, I trust his judgment, it's, yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Like to make a motion to approve the hiring of Patrick Gilberson at the rate of $20 per hour, effective 4/15/23.
Wait, did you say 20 or 30?
Twenty.
Says 20.
It says 20.
That's what I thought, I thought this was a big discrepancy too, but.
Twenty is what's written on the paper.
Cause he's using.
He's using our equipment.
Yes, it does say that, it says using the cemetery's equipment.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
And we'll wait on Ryan, right?
Yes, we can.
Wow, June 8th, 2022.
You got a block grant that we need to approve?
Yeah, please, it's this thing, $22,000.
The highway block grant.
It's totally grant.
Yeah, for $22,895.83 from the state of New Hampshire.
So we don't.
Do we have to move to accept it?
Accepting it, yeah, because it's anticipated.
Right.
Before, it was unanticipated, we had advertised and stuff, and I was talking.
I was gonna say, because we need a public hearing, don't we, for all grants?
When I was talking with Kim, she's like, you don't, other towns don't, they don't have the public hearing. So if you do that, you save yourself the cost, and it's anticipated, so.
Okay.
And accept the funds.
Good. So you want a motion to?
Please.
Yep.
Make a motion for the anticipated amount of $22,895.83 from the state of New Hampshire for a highway block grant.
I'll second it.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
Brian, if we're done, I told him, I said, it only lasts a half an hour or so.
No, I'm not.
Really?
I mean.
Do it with the calendar.
This has gone a long time, so I think so.
I know, back to Tammy, I know.
Yeah.
But, and I think Candy might have something. Do you have something to do with this, Candy, to do with our hearing?
I wanted to hear what was going on, so I didn't get the wrong story.
Right, she didn't want to get the information secondhand.
Did you find the deed?
I printed out the deeds that were mentioned by Tammy. And part of it, so you don't have that blue envelope that had everything in it?
No, I think he...
Wasn't it Steve?
Did you look in his drawer?
Yeah, we turned his desk upside down.
Yeah, no, I left with it, and then I came back and I was gonna copy everything, cause it's all my stuff too. And I thought, no, it's gonna be right here, you know, Steve isn't gonna take it home or something. Well, who knows where it is now. But, I went to the registry, and, I mean, I pulled all the deeds that I could find, there's only the one that I could find, but...
Right, but the ones that she referenced that particular piece inside the 15-acre lot.
There's a separate deed?
Yes.
Where is it? Cause our lawyer didn't get it. Oh, good, maybe that's...
Well, I didn't have print rights, so...
Yeah, I should recuse myself from this action, if we're gonna... I just am curious about it.
Relax. Don't leave your post.
That's the deed.
Is this the first one for all of it?
No, it's describing that 1 acre more or less.
And where's the name?
Within the 15-acre piece. Cause this one references it.
Who's William?
Yeah, see, William Crane bought that 1 acre.
From whom?
Out of this 15-acre lot.
Little John something? But I don't see Young anywhere.
Right, because this goes way back before it got to the Youngs. Cause
okay.
It's handwritten.
And then what happened after this? So he owns it. So he owes the taxes, okay.
No, but it's referencing the 15.
That's also wants to.
It's referencing the 15 acre that you have.
15 acre. I thought it was 29 or something. I don't know.
But you don't have your deed, right?
I have a copy of it at home. And Ryan, I don't know what Ryan talked to. He talked to, well, he doesn't have, no, he doesn't have everything, but he talked to Steve about it, and he agreed with him, and actually...
He did, that was my question to Andrea.
After talking to Steve,
yeah,
the amount that Ryan said is even lower. Steve's was even lower than Ryan's thought, so...
Right, because he said that he looked into...
And he went and looked at it.
Good.
He looked into the assessing codes and was able to find... what he can do with it now and code it based on the condition of the property in its present state.
But it never, I don't know why it was ever changed. Tammy changed it when they closed. When they closed down, when they closed the recycling center and it went from $22 a year
to like 32 or something. Is it 32?
Yeah, 3,200.
It was 32,000.
Yeah, it was.
But that's or never closed it. It's still fine. Never closed it. Leave it at the 22.
That's what Tammy told me. I said, Tammy, how did you raise that? And she said, the dump closed, it's worth more. I think it's still underwater, but that's waterfront property, I guess. But. Yeah, I don't know. But
I guess that's the way she looked at the assessment codes based on what she could do with it at the time.
But she never said anything about it. All of a sudden we got a tax bill that had quadrupled by, you know.
Well, that's what they do. They don't notify anybody that there's a major change
going
on. There is during revals.
I'm going to see where he's coming from Boston, and I'm not going to... Well, we're not going to waste everybody's time. He can come to the next one. I didn't think he was...
We haven't even met for 25 minutes.
21-minute meeting.
I know.
Well,
we can give him another 4.
Yeah.
Give him the 7.
Well, let's talk about the secretarial wages. Do you want to do it that way, a set fee?
I like the idea of the flat rate.
Can we do that, Ryan? Talk about that?
Yep.
Whereabouts are you?
It's the blue lights that stop.
Coming down what hill? Good, thank you. He's about to pull in.
About what?
He said he's coming right.
I did want to make an announcement, as long as we got a minute there. We did finally close last Friday on the land, so the town does own that land now. So the signing went well. There was one glitch, but it really wasn't a glitch. It was supposed to be a $10,000 deposit. done a long time ago when we first entered into this agreement, and that never happened, so.
You know where to find him.
Yeah, it wasn't an issue, yeah. it didn't change the closing, we just had to, he had to change some paperwork around that, though. And you'll see in the sign folder in the manifest that there is a place to sign for the $10,000.
Yeah, you didn't see that today, it was, came after you came in to sign, so, yeah.
So that is in there. So that went well, so that piece is done, so now we can move forward.
As Tom wants to have the rafters out of there and everything else, can you find out when that might be done so we can, you know, I know you said the fire department wanted to do something.
They wanted to do some training there, not burn, but training, smart training and stuff, yeah.
So if it doesn't ruin what Tom wants,
I don't think that will.
Move forward, you know, I'd like to see some things now moving at that point.
I think it's just going to be a training. It's not going to be a burn, right?
No, it's just
smoke training.
Right.
Yeah.
So they can use their equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Don't get comfortable. Come on right after I.
Sorry for the delay.
No delay. Just so we didn't have a lot on the agenda, so.
Oh, perfect. Ryan Young. I live up on High Street. Here to discuss Jordy.
I'm going to recuse myself. I'm sorry.
I don't know if everybody remembers, but I think it was end of the summer last year, the issue with the property on, well, you guys remember everything, right? So, at that time, I believe the consensus was what needs to be done is to determine what the value of that property was in order to tax it correctly. And so I offered to put together some comps and provide them for everybody. So I did that. And then I believe it was just recommended that, I think the comps got sent to the assessor. He took a look at them, and I actually spoke to him about a month ago just to go over it. If anyone wants a copy of my comps, so this is the property that we're talking about. It's the 106-103 in the middle there.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Brian, do you have one for the...
And then, so this is a list of the comps that I put together. So, it was a little bit difficult because what we're trying to do is find comps for an undevelopable, less than 1 acre piece of property, which is difficult to do. So the closest thing that I kind of came up with was mostly landlocked parcels or otherwise really not developable parcels. Kind of went with a range. The smallest one I could really find was the 1.4 acre. From there, I basically just, you know, put the assessment per acre and then what the equivalent 9/10 of an acre lot would be, which is what this one is. averaging them, you come up with, you know, just over $2,000 for an assessment value. So I spoke to Steve and he explained, I don't believe he's here.
No.
He kind of went through his thought process as to how you value the property. It doesn't have any developable acreage value to it because it's just in swampland, as you can see in that tax map. He says the only thing that would provide any value at all to it would be essentially frontage, road frontage. And that was kind of his thought process behind. I believe he provided a valuation to you that he kind of thought was his. I didn't get to see any of his comps or anything. I don't know, but that's basically, he said the only value to it was, you know, frontage. And that makes sense to me. In this case, or in any case, that frontage applies to only abutters, right? And in the case of this property, there are two abutters. One of them is the town, for the piece that is, you know, the rest of the wetlands around it. And then the other abutter is my father for the rest of his property. So in this case, you could make the argument that it doesn't even really have that. As far as the town-owned property goes, it's on the parcel that we're currently seeking to get a conservation easement on. So that kind of counts that out. And the other half, there is no abutter. It's the person that already owns it. And at the end of the day, it's the only thing that makes anything worth anything is what someone's willing to pay for it. Could you get $2,000 for this? I doubt it. You might get, you know, 200 for someone who likes to watch polywogs hatch in the spring.
An alligator farm would be better.
There you go. Maybe, you know, global warming eventually. We'll get, yeah. So that was kind of my thought process. So this is kind of the comps method of doing it. And then as far as if you put it on the market today, well, okay, what's someone going to pay for it? And like I said, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of hits on it, but, you know, maybe. So in speaking to Steve, he said that he had kind of thrown it back at you guys, or it was kind of up to you guys to make a judgment on. I don't know if there's more information you guys are looking for or anything.
Well, I guess I'm curious. So what is your assessment and what is your request?
So, and I don't remember what it was assessed at.
I'd like it to go back. We'd like it to go back the way it was.
Before this whole dump thing, he dropped the value after he went out and looked at it.
It's now at
$8,600.
That's the valuation?
Yeah, that's what he dropped it to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I personally, and again, you know, feel free to throw your thought back, but that seemed high to me. It seemed high based on comps. You could also make the argument that these comps, despite most of them being landlocked, I think, they actually do provide some value to any abutters to them, because essentially, you know, you could add a 9-acre parcel to an existing 3-acre parcel, and now you've got 12 acres of developable land, whereas this, in my eyes, would provide less of a value, despite having frontage, because, again, your only frontage value is to your two abutters. So I think that this approach, I'm actually using some lots that arguably have more value than this, the 9/10 of an acre of swamp. So I think, you know, that 2,200 would be my valuation. Again, that's only based on comps. If you put it on the market, you could look at it that way and see what someone would be willing to pay for it. That would be another way to go about it.
I think you're right. You'd be lucky if you got $200 for it.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I know Steve had asked about, because you do have your dad's land, putting that piece in current use. Is that something that you would consider? Because that other piece behind it's in current use. It would drop the value. The current use value would be significantly less than $50.
I don't know, and I don't know. Also, I don't own it, just for the record. This is,
well, you do. You're on the truck.
Well, eventually.
It's my dad's, and yeah.
It's pretty much
yours. That, to me, would make a lot of sense if it was combined with the other. Then it's all current use, but he may not want to put it in
there. There is something, too. There was
the other issue would be, and I know that there's some discussion as to if there's even a deed for it.
Oh, Candy, I will, just you weren't home. Here, but Candy did find, where's she gone?
She found
some deeds. It doesn't say Youngin, but they're really old. It doesn't say Young, but it is a deed, she said, to that property. But did she say it's 5 acres instead of?
I thought she said it was an acre.
It used to be 2. We were always charged for 2 acres, but it was nothing. I mean, it was just nothing. And then, like I said, all of a sudden, and it wasn't even when the dump moved to the recycling center, just all of a sudden it just went way up. And Tammy said it was because the dump was no longer there.
What were you charged for when it was 2 acres?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, so I mean, this is half of the 2 acres.
And Candy has record of that, what it used to be.
Did you say it used to be like $22 or something?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say like it was $22 a year. And I mean, we've got all sorts of pieces up in that thing. Look at the tax map.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was that the change in valuation happened when the recycling center moved, because the thought process is it becomes a much more valuable piece of property, to which I'd say it doesn't change that it's underwater.
Right.
You know, waterfront property, Boston, one, you know, different story. Waterfront property next to the old,
right.
A little bit different, but.
No.
And she was trying to do her best. I mean, I'm not blaming her. She was trying to do what she thought.
Did it change in 2014? Is that, because that would have been a reval year.
It wasn't when the recycling center went down.
The recycling center moved in like 2009.
Okay. And it wasn't that year.
It wasn't that year.
No.
It was right after.
It was quite a few years later. It was
so
almost.
It probably was.
I was saying the 2014 would have been a reval year.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the company, they don't
know. No, they might have.
CMP,
I don't know.
Who did the reval at the time, I'm wondering if they thought, because it was water, it was road frontage that they thought actually had some value.
So is that the value that you feel? That still seems high to me.
I feel
but I don't want to insult anybody, and you know, especially, and I do think that Steve did an honest job of trying to figure out what it was worth.
Yeah.
If anyone's willing to pay $8,000 for it, you know, they'd bring their checkbook.
So,
that would be
right
great. They'd probably get it, but.
I would
question
that
it's even worth.
She's
$2,200.
I mean, if at one time we were assessing it at $20.
$22.
$22. I mean, it's half. What that was, because this is not 2 acres. I mean, are we going to keep...
Exactly. And she took land off. I said, how can you just take from 2 acres and bring it down to one and then quadruple, you know, more than...
Well,
is this any value to your dad's property that butts it?
The value?
Is it any value to the ownership of the rest of the property around it?
I mean...
Does it... bring anything to the table? No, make it
sentimental value? No,
that's about it.
It doesn't really give you access to it, does it?
No, it's more.
No, I mean the adjacent property is already there and has
right.
So
it's not like
it's not.
Yeah,
it's not like our. No, it doesn't provide
so
any more access.
Would it be better just to give it to the town? I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, I don't know. As he'd want to give it to the town, but I mean, if the town was looking to.
Tax write-off.
Buy it for the ten grand.
Well, I'm just suggesting it. And what is currently owed on it, too?
Oh gosh, it's what, 4,000 something, or
it's
ridiculous. I mean, we always pay our taxes on time.
It's totally,
and that's
totally
more than the value. I think would be the answer to that.
So
the principal is 5,225.
I guess there's two questions that come to mind for me.
Interest
is getting a correct value that you're comfortable with, and then to deal with the back taxes, which are obviously were not appropriately. Taxed.
Right.
We don't mind paying. If it would take some figuring that if it went back to the
value
of what it
was
before, even if it's not 2 acres,
where's
it's one, if we
where's
did that and multiplied land? What the taxes were that year, because they're going to go up every year.
That one.
So,
up,
I mean,
all
you've
up
got,
here? All
not
only
really fair, we're not trying to.
Yeah.
So you're saying from the point forward that it changed. Tax at the value it was prior to the 30.
Prior to that going
right.
up in value,
yeah.
You don't remember what the value was back before it changed,
well, we can
do you?
Find.
We
can
look
find
it.
Yeah, we can look it up. Should be in the assessment file.
I think Candy might.
I think she's looking.
She's looking.
I
she right. Look at the papers I gave you.
That was like 9 years.
I ran into my house, grabbed these, and ran out.
I do have copies. I have copies of the deed. We have copies of all our tax bills. But
we're spending more time on something that's not valued in anything.
But
we have to get rid of it. It's so embarrassing to be a selectman and look like we're behind on our taxes.
I agree getting that done, but I mean,
devastating.
Where do we come with value? And, you know,
I mean, I still struggle with the fact that it's valued at $2,200. I don't believe it's worth $2,200.
Well, I don't think we could get it. I don't know, maybe we could.
I doubt if you could.
But he did go and he said he saw where it's under the water. He wasn't quite sure.
Right. Well, you can see the
line
on the tax map.
But he actually went down and visited, so it gave him a better understanding, I think. but Tim would probably.
So he definitely wants to hang on to it unless somebody wants to come up with 10 grand to buy it, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess
he'd probably be willing to listen at that point.
Yeah. So I guess my thought is what's a value that the board and Ryan are comfortable with? Because I don't agree with Steve that it's 8,600.
What happens is we incorporate that in the other piece that's here, that it's not a separate piece, and it's not. I mean, we're talking like $10. It was $20 before, and that it can't be separated out. It's in with the other property.
Once it was combined with the other one, you wouldn't be able to pull it back out.
We would.
Would not.
Not right. So I'm saying it's just
you can't create a non-conforming lot.
Okay. So that's all I'm saying is it.
But the only thing I want to add is if the town, quote, takes this for not paying taxes, there's no deed. You can't take it. You can't take a property with no deed.
Well,
there's no deed for that property. She showed me a couple of old ones, but I don't. It didn't.
It doesn't show the progression
to the
down.
Youngs, yeah. So there's no deed. So
a little history here?
Yes.
2004 was 7,100. And then it went up in around 2009 was the last reval, 9,100. But then that 2014 was 66,000. So you remember that? And you came
that
in
was the
and
bump.
You must have asked for the abatement.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you came in and dropped it to 2,000. Yeah,
yeah.
Was
the
value
at 1,900?
It was 66,000.
Prior to that, 1,900
9,100. Yeah. But after that reval, because of the water frontage, they said it was 66,000.
But the taxes on that back then were what?
That was one acre.
My suggestion would be to just reestablish the value of it. And that would be it. And then obviously the back taxes be adjusted.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, we owe taxes on it because we haven't paid a thing.
I understand that. That's,
so we
that's
do, but Candy, I think, it would take some work on her half to go back and figure out the tax rate every year. We know we owe taxes on it.
So if we can adjust the value, everybody's comfortable with the value, then we can go back and have Candy readjust the back taxes on to that rate.
Yeah.
So that's my question again. What is the board comfortable with and Ryan comfortable with for a value?
I'm comfortable with the 2,200.
You are comfortable with the 2,200. Yeah.
Don't we need Candy for that, though?
Well,
what?
I think you need her more to figure out the taxes.
Yeah,
just to figure the taxes, but not to set the value of it.
But again, this
any
whole
thoughts,
thing is
Patrick?
Just doing a little math real quick.
Definitely check my math.
I wanted to get the average for the three that
quickly across the bridge. What's that? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to get the average for the three that are closest to that lot size.
So oh, okay.
You said
gotcha.
Can't go by that, though.
The 64.
You could get rid of the 64.
Get rid of that.
Yeah, enough, but
I threw that still, in just as.
Yeah.
See, to me, the 64 has the most value despite having the lowest assessment value.
You said you can't go by these. He has his own.
Well, he says he can't. I can't, but I say I can.
Oh.
Because I can do it in America whatever I want.
As long as it's legal. And even sometimes when it's not.
As long as I don't get caught.
We don't visit
but
you.
I'm just trying to get a figure here to have it kind of make a little bit more sense. Keep getting distracted.
Stay focused.
But again, that number you're reading, was that for the 2 acres or the one?
This is for the 9/10
of the one from 2014, you mean?
Is that for the 2 acres
or one? It
was
like 1.1 and then it dropped.
To 0.9, that's what I'm saying. It just, I don't know.
It was 9,100 when it was 1 point something?
Yep. And then we had a reval.
Yep.
Because it had frontage.
Yep.
The reval company assessed it at 66,000, which I think you came in and talked to the reval company.
Oh, I'm sure you heard.
They dropped it.
I don't know.
They dropped to 32,000.
Should have sold then.
So, what was the tax bill on the 9,100 back then? It was a rate bill.
She has it. Candy has all that, right?
Well, I have. I have tax information back to 20. Well, I put it in the folder. It's back to 2014. Well, hold on. 2014. That seems.
So one before the reval. So.
Well, it says year 2014, but that seems kind of low.
When we got married in 81, it was 2 acres. I don't know what happened since then.
Oh, yeah.
More 1 acre, 2 acre. Underwater, so they couldn't.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know.
It's 1 acre or 10 acres underwater don't make it.
Yeah, yeah.
For this lot, it doesn't change a whole lot.
I just feel comfortable saying if you can get it back to what it was, and if you guys want to go down and look at it and see what we're talking about, then whatever you come up with for amount will be fine.
But it was 9,100, and Steve dropped it 8,600. But again, if you, it's up to the board.
If we can get 8,600 for it, we'll sell it tomorrow.
It's currently. Oh well, okay. We want lower than 8,600.
Brian's looking like he's thinking of buying it. I don't know if he's gonna
put
a houseboat on it or what, but
I don't think
it's not even big enough for the houseboat.
No.
I mean, do you guys have any thoughts on value of it?
I've already stated I think the 2,200 is still high.
What have you come up with?
So if with the three lowest, you're at like 3,500.
Yeah.
I don't think that's unreasonable for either side, right? I mean, I don't think the 2,200 is unreasonable, even considering what it is. But, I mean, that's a big difference from Steve's 8,600,
right.
Which...
Can I just ask, if we found a deed that said your dad owned it, would you still be okay with putting it in current use? Because I think you'd still be better off with it being in current use than...
I'd be interested in not changing the lots or combining the lots.
Okay.
I would be more interested in.
Well, you wouldn't combine them. You just add it to the current use that's already there. It'd still be separate. But
you still keep.
I would say
it's contiguous with the other lot.
You want to leave it the way it is.
Separate. Yeah, nothing would happen other than you just kind of.
Yeah, I think we've established that you want it separate, the way it is.
Yeah.
So it's just arguing on the value.
Value.
And so we don't get that land back, though, that went away.
No.
From the two acres down.
No,
because
that was probably just a surveying thing.
That would have to be.
Okay,
like
I just
was title.
A lot of that stuff happens over time here, because some
survey.
Of the surveys of
well, and the
years ago were not as accurate.
When
you
need
the
survey,
Yeah, it should swell.
We did have a couple of dry summers.
Patrick's eyeing it.
All right.
So let me ask the board.
You had what, 30?
3,500.
And 22, a medium between, is that going to be something that be?
No, I'm not. To be honest, I'm not even. I think 22 is high.
Well,
and if Ryan's good with 22,
with
I'd be willing to go with that.
35.
I don't see anything wrong
honestly,
with the 22. What's
30?
I mean, what are we looking at a difference between the two? $14?
Well,
less than that.
So
a couple bucks. I'm fine with the 35 or whatever you're coming up with there.
$200 a year.
Don't be so easy to roll over.
Honestly,
well, he's not
I'll, paying
the
I will give my dad the extra $2 a year and get out of here. I smell like Boston Harbor right now, so I'll give him $10. I'll pay five years in advance.
That's all. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like 2010 it was 91 for the first issue bill. So 180 for the year. That was 2010. Same for 2011, a little less, and like 170 for 2012. In 2013, it was 180. And then, let's see, when did this change? Oh, and then, 2014 was the 13.
And that's when we stopped paying.
That's when it jumped up. That was that rebound.
Yeah. That was it, yeah. Dean was adamant about that.
Well, if nobody else said anything, I'll make a motion that if the applicant is agreeable and the board is agreeable, that we assess it at the 2268.82.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I'm in favor of it.
Any other discussion or no? This has gone on a long time. Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Now, we can deal with, if we want
to. We'll get caught up.
If we want to discuss.
All right.
Candy's going to readjust.
She'll have to, yeah, we'll go back. Yeah. Between the two of us, yes, we'll go
and
back.
And readjust based on the value.
Oh, no problem. It really wasn't.
Value, yes, we'll go back.
It wasn't a lot. I'm very concerned.
And then we
sorry, I'm sorry. It took a couple meetings.
Then we can look at it as a board if we're agreeable that that's what it is.
What are we talking for?
We have to do any adjustments.
Why ask us? Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was a little tardy.
No, you were fine.
Oh, wait, we got charged for that.
You know what? Bump it up to 35 for being
late. Help make us feel like a meeting.
I was going to say, yeah, no, this is worth coming to.
Thanks, Ryan.
And she can calculate on that new adjustment and then also get the number of what the interest has been so we can look at adjusting that, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Is that agreeable?
No.
Good.
So it was as if it was always assessed at 2,200.
Right.
Or tackle, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right.
Can I come back? Or?
Yes, you may.
If you want.
Yeah.
Do if I you want to?
I don't know. You're pretty close to the exit.
Maybe I'll make a dinner. I don't know.
You're pretty close to the exit. So
I know. We almost got out of here. Candy keeps coming.
2010 is 9,100.
Yep. Yeah, no, I pulled the assessment file.
Yeah, but did it give you that year?
Yeah. It gave the year that it was the 2014.
Any other business?
I can think of right now.
Nothing else. Patrick.
Do we need to go
and this was
make that public as far as this stuff on Diamond Hill? Or that was, we don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, it's
right
more
now
of a civil matter. And, yeah,
yep,
we're dealing with it.
You good?
I'm sorry. The park is going to be worked on. Felix is going over to paint. He's going to get those doors in, and hopefully we can finally get the bathrooms opened and everything else.
Good. Next select board meeting is Monday, June 12th, 6:30. Town offices will be closed Monday, the 29th, observant of Memorial Day.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Probably a week from today's.
Today's Monday.
Week from this coming Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if weather and everything holds, the brush piles will hopefully be open.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
All right.
Looking pretty awesome down there.
Isn't it?
And we don't know if there's a Memorial Day.
I was going to mention that.
Okay.
We're still working on that. The gentleman
service
that used to.
Yeah, Tom.
Say,
yeah,
he
passed away.
So we're going to reach out to Joe.
I just ran into his wife at the grocery store the other day.
So we're going to reach out to Joe Silvera, who used to handle it.
May I ask one more question? The people in charge of the farmer's market met with me the other day, or they wanted to meet with me for the property over there because we're responsible for part of that by the gazebo.
Oh,
the park is.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the line ends or what. Where does the library start in the park?
I couldn't tell.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff they
want done.
It
looks like it's
done.
One. It's kind of where, it, like, when I looked at this recently, it looks like it's
one. Oh, you
one
did?
It's like one piece. So I'll go back and look at it. But
and
it
one piece
clearly
is our responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they want
to do? The library owns
oh,
some
a
of
lot.
It.
There's trees.
Oh, please.
Want to cut things?
There's trees.
Oh.
And they were very good about saying, well, we can do this and that, but there's other stuff. I'm going to meet with Steve tomorrow morning, but I just wondered where our
responsibility, we start and where the library.
Because they have
ends
a lot more money than we do. They do.
Yeah, they got
159, and we have 10. Just different.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we can go halvesies.
Yeah. Public input. Don't all speak at once now. One at a time. See nothing. Nobody on Zoom? One?
Nope. No, that's surprising.
Good.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat. I'm a second.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.